Hello, hello everyone. I am Carolyn Hall and you are listening in to the CL3 Creative Table. This is where we talk and chat about all different kinds of topics with a variety of different guests, but we definitely invite our women. This is really a table we designed to empower and encourage and provide insight and share tips and all that good stuff with women in business. We specifically target those that are in creative businesses or those that understand how important it is to incorporate creativity in their business. So we picked different topics, and tonight it has been such a wonderful, wonderful challenge. So we're coming in late here. Time all due to technical difficulties, and I'm even being still as I speak because the reception is awful tonight. So am I spotty? I have Adam and his wife, Lynette. Last name I don't want to destroy. Is it Pierre?
It's Perrier.
Perrier.
Perrier. Yep.
Love it.
As in the water. Perrier water.
As in the water. I love it.
Yeah.
And another wonderful guest. They're out in Australia, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Perrier. And we in the Long Island area, and that is Eva Thompson. Now, I'm going to, because I'm in this, I just got to say this short, brief, because anybody that knows me knows I can sometimes get long-winded, especially when I'm passionate about what I'm talking about. But I'm going to say the short and brief. The challenges, the tech challenges that I was faced with before we went on, almost had me in tears. And I refused. I am going to have this interview if it kills me, okay? So we switched over to a different platform, and I just want to honestly and sincerely thank these two wonderful guests, two sets of guests, three people, for their patience and hanging in there with me. So now I'm going to literally pass the mic since we've cut into the time of the show that it was intended, and I'm not going to take up much more time of these wonderful people's lives and things they have to do. So go ahead and introduce your company name. Normally I would have gone and done a pre-introduction, but we're going to go whatever changes are coming. So I'm going to start with Eva, since you're our single one here.
Hello?
Are you there?
Oh, yes. You was in and out. How can I help? You want me to say something?
Yourself.
I'm Eva Thomas. I'm very happy to be part of this talk with, and thank you, Carolyn, for inviting me. Greetings to everyone that is on the line. I am very excited to see what we are all going to learn from one another and perhaps inspire one another with the wisdom and experience that will be bestowed on each other. Tonight, I am a licensed medical massage therapist. I am a licensed esthetician and also a business analyst. I feel that I am the person that likes to be like a wellness advocate or share the gospel of health and wellness to everyone. And I hope that I am making a difference in the lives of people by sharing information on such topics to have a good quality of life.
I think you are. You've already made an imprint on mine in the short period of time we've known. So you are welcome. And I
thank you.
I thank you. Mr. and Mrs.
Hi. My name is Lynn. And this is my wonderful husband, Adam.
Hello, everyone.
We're known as the Aussie Lovebirds. And so we are the creators of ALT, which stands for Adventure Love Travel. And it's a YouTube channel that we have up where we discuss what it takes to create healthy, loving, and passionate relationships. And we shoot that on location in different places of Australia and abroad. We're about to go to New Zealand tomorrow to do some more footage.
Nice.
Yes, we're excited about that. So that's our channel. And I'm a former relationships counsellor. And so I bring that background and experience into our videos and our segments to help people with tips and advice and guidance. But it's basically to engage with other people and to help them along their path in their relationships.
And I'm an architect.
Yes, please. I was going to say, Adam, you too.
Yep. So I'm an architect, and I very much enjoying collaborating with my beautiful wife on this channel, and bringing a lot of what we have found is possible with our relationship, and helping people to enjoy just what love can offer in life, and it's just a beautiful thing that I think we can offer up to people through the internet and through our YouTube channel.
So you understand the creative edge when it comes to business.
Yes, we're both creative. I mean, Lynn's a published author and has 8 books, and I have my own architectural practice. So, we've loved the creativity that we've shared previously together on projects. So this is just another opportunity for us to bring that passion together and have an output for us creatively to share a vision that Lynn had for this channel.
And that's what I loved when I had a chance to watch your video, was the connectivity that you guys just had, and it seemed very natural, independent of each other, but yet there was such a unity. And I think that's beautiful, and we want to talk about that because I noticed that's something you guys said, that you want to give people hope, even for those that maybe haven't had good romantic relationships. So we'll hopefully be able to touch on that. What I want to do is remind everybody what the topic, and everybody, am I breaking up or am I okay?
No, you're good.
Good. I want to remind everybody that what I want you to walk away with is tips and tools, and just simply sometimes hearing people's story has a way of inspiring you. So you're gifted with getting people that are sharing their stories and professional expertise. So you can't go wrong with that. So we're going to talk about what it really means to have a meaningful and healthy romantic relationship. So we have different health expertise angles up here because, Lynn, if I read it correctly, you have in your background a relationship as a relationship counselor, and I know that Eva, you have the whole health and wellness license, sure, under your belt, as well as even educating people. So I want to make sure that we're getting the angles. And Adam, you definitely bring that male component of you to the topics of what is really meaningful and healthy mean to each of you. I'm going to start with you, Lynn, if I could.
Sure. A healthy relationship looks like many, many versions in many different people because we're all so very different and we bring different elements to each relationship. But it's, for me, it's when you find you're in a most chaotic and stressful situation, you're in a healthy relationship when you can still talk with respect and kindness to your partner. And you're able to find ways of communicating even when your emotions are really high. And taking accountability for your thoughts and feelings and being able to come back to that person with that compassion and understanding. So we all have problems, you know, we can all have obstacles in our relationships, but the really healthy ones, you can tell when they can work through those obstacles with kindness and love and non-judgment or blame. They tend to be the healthiest ones, I find.
Hello?
Are you there? I think we've... Did you get all that?
I heard it. This is Eva. Is Carolyn there?
I'm not sure. I can't hear her.
Me neither. Hello?
Oh, I'm here. I was over here talking. That was me because I didn't want my background noise. I don't have background noise too much, but I'm near the window for the reception. So I put it on mute, and I thought I took it off. So what I was saying is, Lynn, I heard everything that you said. I heard everything, though. And that is just a wonderful perspective of what the relationship is. And then I was saying, Eva, you can speak on that same point of what a healthy, meaningful relationship looks like to you, but I'd like you to also add the component of, because what Lynette, I'm sorry, I've been calling you short like I've known you 50 years. Lynette was just saying is so on point, but it's difficult also to do. The communication part, having compassion, understanding and kindness. So when you talk about it from a health professional angle, I first want to know what it means to you to have a healthy relationship, a meaningful relationship, but also touch on that, how difficult it can be, and maybe share some tips on what people can do.
Well, for me, I believe in reciprocation. I think that's like the foundation of every relationship. And because this world seems to label that a man should always do this and the woman should like to stay in their place playing their roles, I feel that I will bring flowers, and I have brought flowers to my significant other on times just to show him that I appreciate him. Just do the odd things that not normal for the good. I also believe in, you know, taking care of one another if one is not feeling well, to really nurture. Like, I'm a nurturing person, so, and it comes from my soul, it comes from my spirit. So I cannot be a phony and be with someone that I'm not only love, but in love with. And I think there's two different types of love. Loving someone, like I love my ex-husband, and I care for him if anything happens, whatever, but I'm not in love with him, like, you know, with my, okay, too much information, but, you know, with my, I should say ex-fiance or
that's okay, it gets us caught up
a lot
sometimes,
of exes.
I can relate,
but the ex is for a good reason, even though it's still, I can't explain, my life is complicated, anyway, it's all,
fun.
It's a lot of
it's
love.
Fun. It is love, and that's a beautiful thing.
It's a lot of love. I mean, so in spite of the fact that he took me all over the world, basically, and spoiled me, there's still other factors that might have been a contributing, factor to just getting a little bit of a break, and it's because of my business. My business kind of got in the way, him not getting the attention that he needs. Men, I don't care how old they are, they always need attention, in my opinion. and they do have to have their time when they're out with the boys, and then I have to have my time when I'm out with my girls, but in a respectful way from each end. I do not believe in smothering. One another, I believe that you do have to have respective space. Like I may do crochet and meditation. He may go play to the gym, basketball, or whatever. So I believe that we all need to have a little bit of space during the relationship. But for husband and wife, I feel because you're in one household, you just have to create that. I mean, maybe you don't want to part. I personally cannot have anybody. I don't like clinginess. Like, 24/7, maybe that's why I'm by myself right now, but I can't have a 24/7 24/7.
Well, yeah, because I mean,
like, you know, on my back. And I know, I mean, this happens when someone's, okay, so what, he was really, really, like, in love with me and vice versa, but once my business starts taking off, I cannot give that undivided attention.
Can I interrupt you? Because you bring on a whole different other show, almost, because those are the doubts and those are the things that I want to continue talking about. These romantic relationships, because it does bring you in a space, and I respect that, where you, you know, traveled for that minute. But when you talk about the healthiness to that, I hear a couple of unhealthy.
Right, because I feel it's not that it's really unhealthy. Smothering is not really unhealthy. It depends who loves it. I personally need to have time to collect my own thoughts and not be consumed in the world of love. Otherwise, I would just not get anything done. That's from my perspective. I can't be in that zone all the time, like tangled up in it.
Absolutely.
And have room for my creative space of my brain with my business and my career. So that's what I mean. It's really not.
No, not you and what you're feeling in that sense, but some of that other stuff. We may have to pick that discussion up because I definitely hear a certain kind of unhealthy underlining because well, it's not. It's an ex.
The bottom line is really just nurturing each other, like cooking for each other, like reciprocation. I mean, it's just one word, really reciprocation. To me, it's just not smothering, not being overbearing. That's just me. That's healthy. I can't be smothered. I just can't.
And that's what's important is about learning what the other feels about certain situations. And we're going to get a male's point of view because I know that you heard us, and I didn't even give my two cents of it yet. But I know I'm already tapped into time.
I like
so
to
I'm
give my
conscious.
Significant other. Yeah, I like to give them space. You can go out with the boys and have fun.
Right?
I just need that me time.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. So I want to ask Adam, when you hear, well, you know your wife, so you already know how she thinks, how she feels, okay? And how she reacts. I know what I saw when I watched your video. I know real love, okay? I'm old enough to know that. I realized that you guys were very attentive. We've heard the words being attentive. We heard the words being compassionate. We heard the words nurturing. We've heard the words don't smother me, give me my space. I've heard you guys say the same thing that she said, maybe in different words, you know?
Oh, wow.
But it's interesting. I just feel you went in like remembering that mess right there. That's why we're gonna finish. We're gonna pick that up because I think there's so much more to talk about that. But nothing you said is something I'm brushing under the table. But it's very, very deep. But Adam, what is your take on what a healthy relationship, a healthy and meaningful relationship looks like? And then I want you to just freestyle off of what you've heard these two beautiful women speaking.
Okay, well, for me, it's when you see two people whose energy and love is overflowing and beaming, and that is definitely a beautiful relationship to behold. And I think it's about being matched because, you know, and part of that is it's crucial to understand that, you know, you're looking for, as Eva said, someone who's reciprocal to you, who's matched to you. And I think we've all struggled with relationships in the past where we haven't found that ability to be matched. But I think that it takes a lot to uncover that and to discover that. And I think that's part of that is the ability to be vulnerable, to not be defensive. And really, then that comes in when a relationship when you're away from other people, when you're dealing with issues between the two of you in your own privacy or within your own home, and you really need to find a way to look for understanding, acceptance, and healing, which allows you to grow. And so for me, a relationship that's really beautiful is one that allows both people to grow how in the way that it is authentic to them. And I think authenticity is the one thing that Lynn has brought to my table, and I'm so appreciative for that, because I really feel for the first time in my life that I am authentic to who I am. And in my relationship with her, I can grow in that authenticity. And really then that's a beautiful, and that promotes just the love that we have between us.
It really is shown. And Eva, you know, your essence of all your beauty is evident in what you do. So I know that you mentioned that you may have to chime out because you have something else to do. You just came in off of the road of Long Island, so I appreciate
you. Thank you.
So
thank
much.
You.
Yeah,
you.
Stuck in traffic for 2 hours there. So I really, really appreciate you. I guess it was a night of all kinds of challenges, and that's what it is. When you have a drive and when you have it, you're convicted and you are determined and you're focused in any type of relationship, you can conquer it, you know, like you can figure it out. And that's, to reiterate what you were saying, Adam, is it's a compatibility. So you would hope that you find somebody that's compatible with you, at least that wants those things. Even if you have to learn how to do them, that's not what we're talking about. If you have to learn how to do them, that's okay. But I want you, Eva, to leave us a few tips before Lynn, Adam, and I talk for the next 10-15 minutes. And how do you tie in anything that touches your heart or your spirit that you want to say in relation to healthy and meaningful romantic relationships and how it ties in to your individual personal health?
Be conscientious of one another's feelings, especially when maybe one might have had a bad day. Just nurture them. When someone is sick, if like the partner is sick, nurture them. You know, try to take care of them. Just love them. Like as a massage therapist, I'm always touchy feely, so I'm massaging, just making feel better. Like, you know, end up being my big baby type of thing. I like to do that. Oh, come in my big head, big old man's head in my. And my bosom, like, oh, come, you know, this, you
oh,
know, just
geez.
Relax.
A resting place.
Yeah, a resting place. you know, like reciprocation is key. Just be very conscientious of what the other one does, and just try to show, you know, love back through an unexpected gesture. And, you know, oh, guess where we're going? Come on, we're going on a trip, or we're going to dinner, or, you know, just stuff like that, or maybe cooking special meals. Just nurturing and reciprocation, and just, like, being conscientious of each other's health, taking care of each one another, sharing information that for the betterment of both of you, you know. And also, like I said, I think health is a key component within your body, because if you don't feel well, it's going to affect your emotions. People, they get into like a bad mood when they don't feel well. And I don't feel that when that happens that the other partner should react on that. Just be more conscientious that, all right, she or he's not feeling well. It doesn't justify it, but they just don't know how to act because they're in a lot of pain. Right. And so, okay, you know, honey, I know you're in a lot of pain, but, you know, and I know you're not feeling well right now. So let's do this. Always make positive suggestions without actually saying you're acting like an asshole, you know.
Oopsie, bleep, bleep, oopsie, bleep, bleep. Okay, goodbye, Eva.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just being frank.
No, you're keeping it real. We just want to be respectful. But the thing is, no, everything that you're saying actually ties into everything that this show was about, this topic. And even Lynn, I would think that you can relate to what she's Eva's saying, because isn't that compassion with some of the things that she was saying? It's understanding. What are your two cents on what you've heard between all of us?
Absolutely, and I think
compassion's really important in a relationship, and not judging the other person or judging yourself in the relationship. You know, we spend so much time blaming and judging and pointing the finger at the other person. Well, you did this and you did that. It's important to sort of take a step back and take a breather and go, okay, how can I take accountability for my thoughts and feelings here in this situation? So you bring compassion to the table. You bring it to the other person, to yourself.
Absolutely. And I know, Eva, we have much more to talk about because I just made a couple of notes. I want to talk more about the compassion, but I want you to leave the audience. How can
they
reach you? What's your upcoming event as well in a couple of weeks?
This is actually really perfect. The event that I have is my 6th annual beauty soiree, and it's TEA because we always introduce medicinal teas, you know, herbaceous teas, or you know, for health and wellness for different purposes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it came from. I used to be a tea consultant with Gaia's Essence, so I wanted to introduce the health and wellness aspect of it through calling it a beauty soiree. And then that is a component of bringing licensed and certified professionals to educate the audience on the topic at hand. And like last year was on lymphatic drainage and the immune system, so I'll have like credible sources such as doctors from Stony Brook or someone come out and talk about the lymphatic system and the immune system, and then have the Eastern and the Western medicine meet each other. So the Eastern will introduce like medicinal and organic herbs to help combat any type of blood stagnation or blood cleansing herbs, anything just to help the body, because the immune system is actually like the core essence of, you know, allowing us to survive. If it's weak, then we are open up to diseases and disorders. So basically how to build your immune system and that aspect. But this year it's going to be on the sacrifices of her. The sacrifices of her, honor, embrace, and respect. It's talking about the woman, girl, whatever it is that you are at that particular stage in life, sacrifice for the betterment of something worthy. And so we are having a talk about gut restoration. We also have a doctor on staff who's going to talk about hysterectomy and fibroids. We're going to have someone also talk about the eastern side of yoni eggs and vaginal steaming with herbs and stuff like that. And we're also going to have someone talk about detoxification therapies. We're also going to have a segment called Let Her Speak, where there's one that's just going to talk about all of the sacrifices they made for the betterment of something or someone worthy. We're all going to also get cryotherapy, facials, and spot treatments by one of the physical therapists who owns a cryotherapy office. And
so
then we're
pampering,
also
gonna, if, go ahead, last
and
thing.
We're getting, the last thing we're getting that I'd like to mention is nutritional farm-to-table buffet.
Mm. There's
and
nothing
a
like
and a DJ and networking and pampering and all that
okay,
stuff.
So you can dance a little. Yeah, there's nothing better than tasty, healthy food, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get me to eat some healthy food, I'm telling you, you did good. And I've been tasting some lately. It makes me think. Well, thank you.
Thank
you for
so
joining
for
us. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Oh, and I do not want to sound rushed. I do not. I do not
oh, no, I do. Wanna I have to
make
go.
You feel yeah, you had mentioned you had to go anyway. So we're gonna talk soon and we'll continue our conversation. Thank you.
Okay,
have a good
thank
night.
Thank you everyone.
Be
nice
safe.
Seeing you. Okay, bye.
Adam, I want your input a little bit more on something.
Yes.
When we talk about compassion, we think about it from a female version. Lynette, I want you to be thinking about something different because you've already touched on compassion. But understanding, did it take you a minute to learn that you need to understand your man on a whole different kind of level? Because women don't understand men and men don't understand women. So when you get to that happy medium, it's like just a beautiful thing. But Adam, I want to get your take on something I was trying to tap in that I really don't feel that we got to, is how important is that healthy mind, body, spirit balance of having a healthy relationship? Because I believe that what we've been talking about is generalized. We've been saying it's for romantic, yes, yes. But you can apply that to general relationships, period, with your children, with your family, neighbors, coworkers, right? But
yes,
when we talk about on that romantic level, let's really take it there and for the rest of our 10-minute conversation, not even, I won't keep you guys longer because I know in Australia it's a different time. Compassion, what does that mean from a male perspective to you?
Yeah, that's a really good point, and that's something that I struggled with a lot in previous relationships and felt it was very much a one-way street. And I think the thing that I found with Lynn straight away was that the compassion she really brought to me, which really made a huge difference, was the ability to make me feel safe. And that's not something that masculine identities have dealt with a lot. And I think that that's something that has really opened me up to a completely different way of being. And because I was then able to be vulnerable, I was able to not be defensive. There was no judgment. There was just pure love and acceptance on the table. And that allowed me to go, wow, this is someone who will embrace me, strip me bare, see who I really am, and go, I love you for your flaws. And you know, I love you for the great things you do, but I love you for the flaws. And that was just a beautiful part of our relationship that really allowed me to be who I was, who allowed me to love me and find love for myself that I hadn't found before. And I think Lynn really helped me heal in so many ways by giving me that compassion. And that's something that's been a really beautiful cornerstone of our relationship, has been that ability for both of us to help each other heal. We had a lot of past hurts and walls and defense mechanisms and patterns, and we've done a lot with each other to cast those aside and recreate. And I suppose that's us, is we love being creative. And so we've been able to create a life anew from a fresh point of view. And it's been a fantastic thing. And that's really, I suppose, what we're trying to convey in a lot of our messages on the channel too.
Well, that's what we're definitely going to get to. And I think it is because, well, no, I don't think it is because that's what I see. And I was going to say there's really nothing to add to that, Lynette, because that really shows why there's so much cohesiveness between you guys and why people call you the lovebirds. When you talk about strangers seeing that, you know what? And it was so funny because when I listened to your video and you said that about people, or I might have seen it when you, what you wrote, I don't know, it's somewhere in my research about you, but you said all the family, you got the nickname for your company name, ironically, my sister, my older sister, came up with my company name. And I thought that was like so cool. Because they were calling you what they saw, lovebirds.
Yeah,
right? And that's what you guys are doing. You're showing lovebirds, different angles, different takes, but you're traveling. You're kind of doing a bucket list, a combination of what you got going on. What is that combination? Tell me in your version.
Our combination that we've got going on the channel, it's bringing together my skills as an author. I'm a romance author, and my counseling background. And so I write the scripts and we talk about the topics and we collaborate on what messages we want to get out there to for people to have hope that there is great loves out there and that everybody can have what we have. And there's just something that Adam and I have and that we share that people really seem to be deeply affected by it. We have strangers come up to us on the street or in the elevators saying, "You guys are the lovebirds. You're the like." They don't know it from anything, but they say, "You really inspire me to think that there is such an incredible love out there." And it must be our energy or the way we look at each other or affection. And it's something that we inspire in so many people. So we thought, why not?
Because it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's authentic.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you figured why?
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. And we're traveling all the time. We do a lot of traveling. We're always on the road. We're extremely adventurous.
Well, you know, your husband has history of travel, from what I hear. So it's a beautiful thing, and what he gets you with is kind of ground. You know what I really, really love? I mean, I love the challenges. That's why I was so determined, because I knew that I was talking to people that understand the level of what I'm trying to say. It's a deep message about having to have a relationship. And I saw both of you that you weren't ignorant to the challenges that come with relationship, love, and all that other stuff. But when you came together, it was the compatibility first, because when you realized things were in common, you were probably able to, I'm not going to guess or speculate, but what you were able to build off of has formed a very solid relationship that is evident to strangers, evident because I'm a stranger, and I saw it, and that's why I reached out to you, because I think by example is much more powerful than a book, you know, review.
Yes.
It just is. But wrapping it up, one thing that your husband said, Lynette, there's a couple things, but in wrapping this up, he spoke of you making him feel safe.
Yes.
Do you know how beautiful that is, Adam?
I do. I live it, and I know how not only beautiful, how transforming it has been for my life.
It's like, it makes me, the song that I had recorded on our original platform was called Speechless. You make me speechless. That's like speechless kind of stuff. And that's all you can hope for. So let's wrap it up and let you guys go ahead and get your night's rest to start your busy business day tomorrow. First, tell us, in your own words, Lynette, you've touched on it, but go ahead and wrap up and give the proper due to your business, and then tell people how they can contact you or watch your YouTubes. And then, Adam, I want you to just chime in naturally with your wife. But then I got one other question that I want you guys to answer in leaving with the audience. Go ahead.
Okay, so you'll be able to watch our segments and our videos on positive relationships on YouTube, which is under ALT, Adventure, Love, Travel. And so you'll be able to find our channel under that if you're able to Google it. If you can't find it, you can go to our website on altstudio72.com.
And I think we really welcome input from people who can put comments or who contact us, because, you know, it's not that we haven't struggled in our relationships. It's that when we've struggled, we've found some beautiful ways to grow and develop just a loving relationship from those struggles. So we really encourage people to say, well, hey, how did you guys, well, how would you deal with this issue or confront this issue? And I suppose we're really keen to hear other people's experiences and challenges as well.
Yes, indeed. And so each segment has lovebird tips. And so we give around up to 10 tips on how to find solutions for that topic. So many topics can be like irrational thoughts are actually good for you, how to get your partner to do housework, you know, jealousy, insecurities,
Long distance relationships.
Long distance relationships.
Yeah. It was a really the first.
Why is that what you guys did?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
but
and
how when you were
that.
On the sea?
Well, we're 4 hours away from each. We're 4 hours away from each other. So you know, it really does challenge our relationship in a lot of ways.
Okay. I was thinking this is when you were on the sea. You had
to
see,
like. No, Lynn went overseas for a period of time during that, and so how we navigated through that period of time for us sort of was really again laid the foundation for where
it
we
was
are
after.
Now.
That makes sense with what you said, because you said it was after all of that, and then you did, Lynette, you did. Allude to that too. It was after your relationship, right? That wasn't so healthy, and then you met this wonderful guy, and you guys. You know what I thought was so cute was when you guys were doing one of your videos. He's just rubbing your tummy. He's just like rubbing you. You're kissing him. He's kissing you. He's pulling your hair. I thought that was just so beautiful, though. And the same. What were we gonna say?
That's us, I suppose, just being naturally us.
I know it was.
We notice these things after we film them.
What, after you filmed it?
Yeah, we were, okay. This is
you're rubbing my tummy like a Buddha.
He was rubbing your tummy like you were the goddess that he calls you.
Yes, he is.
I love that. It's so beautiful. And you know what the funny thing is? And we are going to say goodnight. Is people know Rio. You know what I mean? People know what they're watching and what they see, and they know Rio. And it is not that just book smart doesn't give you knowledge, because we really should be trying to educate ourselves. I'm a big firm believer education is prevention. So if you've gone through some unhealthy relationships, you need to educate yourself on what healthy looks like first in a romantic relationship. And the only way I think that you can do that is by watching people, listening to experts. Eva is an expert on the health connection to the physical body. I believe Eva has... let me say it this way, because Eva and Carolyn, from a single perspective, is sometimes different from when you're in a relationship perspective, you know? So it's a beautiful thing to listen and to sound off of each other, and you had said that, I think, in one of your intros or something on your video, but you really do this so that people that are even looking to get into relationships or might be in a bad relationship could see the hope that you can have. It's real. It's real.
Yeah.
And you guys aren't the only couple that I've seen it's real. What, Lynn?
It's possible. A great love is possible for everyone.
What are the last two words of tips or encouragement of possibilities for people that you would like to leave them with? And I also want both of you to tie in anything, even to reiterate whatever you said, of how to direct it to your channel. The direction, I want to add this about something I also noticed about your company, is I believe that the growing process, I'm so glad I met you guys at your growing process, because you guys are, I don't know where you're headed. I really don't, because it's so... It could really turn into so much. It really could. So maybe we can have another show, just you guys and where you're going, maybe in a few months and things of that nature. But go ahead and close it out with what you want to say, whatever touches you in your spirit, either one of you.
Thanks. Oh, we would love to have another show with you too. I guess my final words of advice, and this is not just for people in relationships, but also for single people, you cannot just have love, but you can have a tremendous love, you know, and it first starts with you, though. It starts with you, the relationship with you have within yourself.
So a question I feel that people need to ask themselves more often when they're not feeling happy with their current situation is there a deep resistance for you to feel or express love? And that's a starting point. When you start to have a better understanding of these walls you put up and this resistance you have for having a great love, then you're on the path to having a great love. That's the first point, is within yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, it's going to be difficult to love another in a tremendously great way. You know, you only know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know. So there is, if you're feeling inside that you're not happy with your relationship or being single, it first starts with you. And for Adam?
I suppose, and that's a really good point, because, you know, that relationship with self is so critical. And for me, I suppose, ironically enough, it was when I made peace with the fact that, for me, the purpose of my relationship wasn't happiness, but was rather finding that understanding and growth and someone to grow with and someone that I could grow myself. And that really that the happiness comes as a natural byproduct. You know, when you're not seeking that as an objective, it will find its way to you because you're seeking that real love and that real connection. And that's the thing that I've really found with Lynn.
That's right. So you'll be able to find our videos on, again, ALT, Adventure, Love, Travel on YouTube. So come on by and click subscribe and we'll keep throwing those awesome videos at you guys.
I can't wait to see what's happening. Thank you, guys, from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much. And hopefully our Australian accents are okay for everyone to understand. We appreciate those comments, too.
We have more to share. So stay tuned, everybody. This is Mr. and Mrs. Pierre. Good night, everybody. Thank you for following us. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Thank you.